Did you just
Sharp.
Tell me not to talk?
Dun dun dun.
That's my job, though, guy.
No.
Hey, Tyler. No. No, no, keep all that in. I won't stand for this. I won't stand for it. This is Minutes with Marco. It's been brought to you by Guinness. It's a beautiful beer. It's a darker beer, but do not think that it's one of them heavier beers. It's a light, darker beer. Raise that music for me a little bit. I need to feel it. Give me a little of that oomph off. There we go. We're back. We're back, family. Minutes with Marco family, and I'm very proud to let you know that we're going to have our own personal private page. And that's what we're going to be hitting off from now on. So if you're really part of the family, you follow that page. You worship that page. But yeah, lower that. And this has been brought to you by Guinness. And we got our man here, Rick Orlando, in the building. Come on in wherever you want, sir. Take a seat right there. Yeah, we just started. We go by the, what's that called? Off the cuff?
Off the cuff, there you go.
Oh yeah, what's the other saying for it? Good to see you, brother. Wing it. Legendary chef Rick Orlando here, and this is how you do it. We're just freestyling here. We're freestyling. Oh, go ahead. Open yourself a nice Guinness, because this podcast has been brought to you by the beautiful beer Guinness. And if you drink Guinness, you know what? You're just a respected person, no matter what you did. Doesn't matter what you did in your past. We don't care about felonies. Okay, misdemeanors, who even, if you have one, don't talk about it. It's either a felony or bust, okay? If you're going to brag about jail time, got to be a felony. But if so, and you feel judged, you enjoy yourself a nice Guinness.
Look at that.
Ooh. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Set the mic up for my man right here.
Oh, I'm in here? Am I in here?
No. Look how I'm going, Rick.
Am I what?
See? We're flat here.
Oh, you want to stand straight?
Yeah,
up?
Yeah. You gotta.
This isn't the '80s punk scene, Rick. This is fucking 2020, and we're out here. And it's always good to see my good brethren, Rick Orlando. And today we're gonna be. It's good to see you, man. Always good to see you. We're gonna be cooking up some stuff with Guinness, and I'm excited because first off, I'm starving. I went to Florida. I told you that I gained about 20 just off not drinking. And I'm not eating bread. I lost 7 pounds that didn't move. Just gave myself a rest, ingested the veggies, shit out the toxins. But we're back here, and we're ready to ingest.
That's
but,
what it was, though. It was the shit.
Yeah, bro.
You know,
I got to tell
you. Tonight.
Listen, you ever go to Fort Lauderdale, Rick?
Yeah. I like the old town the best.
Yeah, where you go?
Well, I like the old downtown, the historic downtown.
Like Elbow Room and stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, the Elbow Room. You see some real creatures in there nowadays.
Some good reggae bands down there?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we had a good time. You ever go to the place Tarks?
Not sure.
Tarks on Dania Beach?
Yeah, I know where it is. I might have been there once.
Seafood spot on the middle of the highway, almost.
My buddy's got a really good tattoo parlor down there, Bruce Bart Tattooing, which is what right here.
Oh, he did the garlic.
And those onions. The foundation. Those are
onions. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And he's right next to that Italian restaurant. The guys that had the show called Pizza Yo. They're from Philly.
I don't remember that.
And one of my favorite things on a menu ever, it just says right at the top of the menu, no special orders, don't break balls.
Just get what we got on the menu.
I
want to
do that.
Just get what we got on the menu.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited here because today we're actually, we had a lot going on for Two Buttons. We had a meeting. We're planning out a big march. We're planning out expanding Minutes of Marco into its own personal page that is tied and also sponsored by Two Buttons Deep. But we're excited for that. And we're doing a Minutes of Marco now and after Bachelor Chop, because when you work, kids. Don't go in half-assed. If you're going to go work, put in the work. Mm-hmm. And then don't complain about what comes out after, okay? You got to put the work in. You got to put the time in, and then you will see the results. Give your fruits time to bloom. That's another thing, though. You know, you could get anxious about something wanting to pop off. You could say, this is the next best thing. Why aren't people picking up on it? No, you got to put the time in. Take a little disrespect. Take a little people ignoring you. Take a little people wishing you the worst. In that midst of that chaos, you will grow a loyal fan base because they're what you threw to war, and that is the family that is Minutes with Marco. But now I'm starving, Rick. What are we cooking with the Guinness?
You know what? I don't know. I'm gonna cook some shit. We're gonna make.
I love that.
We're gonna make a Guinness and chocolate fondue for you to like dip cookies and pretzels in.
Oh Jesus Christ!
And we're just gonna make some really badass beer brats.
That's what I want. That's what I want the most. I'm not a big dessert guy, honestly. I know it'll be delicious, but them brats.
But I got a lot of people here that'll be dunking in the chocolate.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dunking in the chocolate.
He's talking he's talking about losing weight over here. He's about to put it all right back on.
Yeah, well, listen, nah, I probably
he's
will.
Looking good, man.
Thanks, man.
I dropped 25 since January.
Did you really?
Oh, good for you.
25.
Yeah.
What's the secret there?
I got an app.
What do you mean an app? Like an app on the phone?
Yeah. The thing is, I'm in the kitchen a lot, and you just put shit in your mouth all day, and then you have dinner, and then you have lunch, then you have breakfast. So I got this app, and you basically log in everything you put in your mouth. Well, food.
When you first said it, me and Jordan looked at each other like, I put stuff in my mouth, and then I had breakfast.
Ain't no calories on that. Burning calories.
All protein.
Yep. But I did it for like 3 days just being myself, and realized I was eating almost 4,000 calories a day.
Yeah, and that's an NFL line.
And I went into the app, and I'm like, I want to lose X amount of weight in X amount of time. And I'm getting old, man. It's not as easy. I used to be able to like say, I'm going to be on TV in 3 weeks, Atkins diet, 20 pounds. Now it goes a little slower.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I cut down to 2,500 calories a day.
Okay.
And I've lost 25 pounds in 7 weeks.
Now, just off eating and working. No special exercise routine.
No, I do a little yoga in the morning and I do some curls, but that's about it. No, yeah. I walk a lot. I mean,
I respect that.
But not as much. When I used to cook full time 6 days a week, I first got the iPhone, I was doing 15,000 steps a day.
Okay.
Now I do like 3 days a week, I'll do 8,000 to 10,000. But if I'm home working on my podcast or my book, I'm like on my ass all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally.
Right? It's like, I don't even have a dog to walk anymore. It's like, I can't walk the cats. So like, I'll walk to
cats
the store.
Cats want none to do
you
on a walk.
You know, so yeah, you don't get the same amount of, you know, working as a chef is like a workout every day.
You're walking around, you're lifting things, you're moving, you're sweating.
Real active.
A dinner plate weighs almost 2 pounds by itself. So if you put out 150 dinners with food on them and they're like eye level, you know, 200 times a night, you're going like this, you're going like this, you're going like this, you're going like
this. It's a little movement.
It's a lot of movement.
It's a little movements.
Yeah.
That turns into a little cardio muscle workout.
When I was bussing tables, my forearms were actually probably the biggest they ever were because picking up the bus tub and like bringing it over.
Yeah.
It's
constantly
moving. Movement. My father's 85. He's in really good shape. And he said, man, one thing. He said, you can smoke, you can drink, you can do whatever you want. Don't stop moving.
That's it. You know what my grandmother says? A rusty gate stops moving when it stops swinging, right?
So swing,
even if you're right, just keep swinging, just keep moving, just get through it.
Can we all get a little cool in the gang? Just get Hollywood.
Yeah, you know what? There's something I respect about just like getting back into it. You wanted to lose weight, a realistic workout. You know, people go to the extreme. My thing was, let me cut down on this. Let me start doing more of this. I can't get a diet plan, a hard workout routine all in a day. It's too much. I got shit to do. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you like food.
Yeah, and I love food.
You buy little frozen meals to eat. That's like fucked up. I can't do that.
What am I going to do? Now, if I'm a millionaire and I can hire a personal trainer and have nothing to do all day, fine. But if you're going to tell me I got to go do this insane workout at 5 in the morning and eat this specific meal the day before I'm eating pasta, I'm flipping out on somebody at some point during the day.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick.
Go ahead.
I want to ask both you guys. So if you could hire a personal trainer or a personal chef that can like give you the proper nutrients, the proper macros, which one would you rather?
Chef.
Chef all day.
Chef all day, same.
Well, I think I am
my personal chef.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
I do that. I do that for other people. Yeah. But I had a personal trainer about 12 years ago for about 6 months. And we had different goals. I wanted to just like slim down. I've got really big muscles. I have really big muscle mass.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Genetically, I've got.
Ladies. You know, Rick's like got real big muscles.
Born a fullback.
Gun
right?
show.
And he was sweet. He liked me. He wanted me to be like buff man. I didn't want to be buff man.
No, buff
like,
man, no.
I didn't
want to
look like
those
Charles Atlas ads in the back of the magazine, some old dude with big pecs.
Yeah, no.
I just wanted to like slim down.
Yep.
And he was like, you got to work it. You got to work it. I'm like, can I just like go for a swim? So I kind of do that kind of exercise, human exercise. I walk in the woods. I cook.
Yes.
You know, I try to walk a lot.
It's a lifestyle.
I have my little rubber band. I do some curls in the morning. But the yoga has been great. There's a guy named Rodney Yee. He's got videos, you can get power yoga for men. So they're like calisthenics.
On YouTube, or what are we talking?
Yeah, you can get them on YouTube. I had the DVDs years ago, and now I watch them on YouTube. But it's not like yoga class. You do it alone. You don't want anybody watching your ass up in the air.
Balls
hanging all over the place.
I don't think many people
want
to see that.
Right? I don't want to get behind the farting person. You had kale last night. Get out of here.
Yeah, so I cracked a fart in yoga and just, I was unapologetic about it. If you're going to make me move like this,
you might. But this guy's
slip.
Rodney Yee's power yoga is like calisthenics.
Okay.
With the science of yoga. So like everything you do is breath related, so you're still like doing toe touches, you're still doing this, but you're breathing. And I'll tell you what, I've given it to a couple of friends who are into sports, and they were like, "What the fuck? That kicked my ass!" Because it's
Where do you get it?
Just look them up, Rodney Yee
on YouTube.
Hey, probably YouTube. Yeah, power yoga. Yeah, Y E E.
Oh, he's like this. How I would say, I'm Hawaiian trying to be
dude.
Cultured and see like, oh, it's probably I would say Yee.
He is. Why Yee? Well, I mean, you know, he explains so that, you know, it's all your body's electric. So when you're exercising, you're using your breathing rhythm, you're actually generating electricity. It's really good for your body. I'm like, my father works out and I watch him do like toe touches and he's like flapping around like a bird. He gets them done, but with Rodney Yee, it's like five fingers together, inhale, down. So it's like a lot of discipline to it. But I tell you, I do it 15 minutes a day.
That's it.
And I'm 93. And I feel pretty good.
Really? You look 24.
There you go, man.
How old are you? Should I ask?
I'm 60.
You're 60?
Holy shit. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Shit, yeah.
Wow, man. I wouldn't have guessed that. I'm going early 50s.
Hey, man. We want clean food. And we smoke good weed. And we do yoga.
Rick Orlando, my friends. Who else could you get here better?
Pass the bill.
I'm excited for the brats, though. Yeah. I'm a big bratwurst fan, big kielbasa fan. I'm pretty standard.
My man likes the kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now, hey.
Hey,
what are you doing with it? What are you doing the brats with?
Oh, we're going to do onions. We're going to do butter with onions. I'll show you how to use the jalapeno.
I made some jalapeno poppers last week and they were a hit.
Oh, good. I bet. And we're going to do real simple. You know, brown the brats. We're going to add the Guinness. We got a little agave.
Why agave?
You want to add a little sweet to hit, because as Guinness cooks down, as beer cooks down, the hops get more bitter. It intensifies. Like a lot of times, remember when we did the mussels? I said, don't cook the beer a long time because it's going to get stronger.
Yes.
Put that Guinness in there, let it cook down, and then you're going to hit it with a little agave just to balance it out. So you're going to get like these sweet, slightly spicy onions, these brats, butter, bun, done.
I'm starving.
And then the fondue is real easy. It's Guinness and cream. Get it really hot. Pour it over some good chocolate. Melt it. Dunk shit in it.
Yes.
You're going to say no to the bun, Mark?
Bro, that was bro, how did you... You saw it in my face.
Let me tell you something.
Because
I wasn't
going to
bring
breads.
Any because I figured, oh, man, he's like doing the...
You
got to eat it with two hands.
I have to say...
not the keto thing.
I got to take... No, not the keto thing. Just, bro, when I eat bread, Rick... It's like
heroin.
Yeah, like a heroin addict going back there. Like I can't have a bite of bread.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed about that, kids. I'm going to admit my addiction here. I'm addicted to yeast.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to take the brat, put it in a bun. I'm going to cut them in half so everybody can get a bite. And then there's going to be four buns left, and we're going to go to the bathroom. We're going to flush them down the toilet one by one. Just
ceremonial.
You're gonna make me cry. You're gonna break my heart.
Down.
Is that what you're trying to do?
You're gonna do that.
We might get the most views ever if we get you crying on here.
Crying while he's flushing buns down the toilet.
Oh my god. I want one bite with the bun. That's all I ask is. You know what? No, we'll see what
don't
happens.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it.
We'll see what happens. We'll
stay
see what
strong.
Happens.
Are you having
bread.
Beer?
No.
A good man.
You know,
I'm having one. I got my calorie count right on this thing. It's about 180.
Here's the thing, man.
I know. It's on my app.
When I go, Rick. I'm not afraid to say that. When I'm in Florida, vodkas, Peronis, raw shellfish, shrimps, pasta. I get linguine going. And this is before dinner. I'm figuring all this out. I'm out there eating fried chicken on the beach. I'm unapologetic, stomach protruding. This is America, folks.
You're the man.
We can do this here. But then when I come back, sometimes you just got to see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to keep yourself accountable, make yourself honest, and go, where am I at right now? So whole week, I've just been doing a lot of greens, a lot of fresh meats.
Yeah.
You know, good oils, nuts, protein, But
I cut my nuts back a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I upped them.
Getting old.
Only taken by twos now. Or?
No, the thing is, here's a trick about low carb diets and how it fucked me up. And this is a testimonial.
Well, I'm not doing low carb because I still eat a lot of beans and stuff.
Right.
And quinoa and rice. It's just bread itself, bro. Like I could sit with a loaf of bread and butter and have
and bad bread, right? I've made some of my own bread, which is good. But keto used to be called Atkins. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I did Atkins, like if I had Today Show calls, you're going to be on in 3 weeks, I can get the fat off my face. I can trim down, like lose the water
That's
weight really fast,
get.
Right? But then you get accustomed to like, saying, oh, I could eat that pork fat. I can eat 9 strips of bacon. You know what? I'll eat that whole stick of cheddar cheese. Give me the Kerrygold. Fuck it. I don't need
yes,
any bread.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you start sneaking the carbs back, but you don't cut back on the fat and meat.
So you're doubling up.
You double up. So unless you're really, if you remember that when you're going to start introducing carbs, you got to cut that protein fat, especially the fatty protein. I love fatty protein. I'll eat the skin off a pork leg.
Me
I'm
too,
not afraid
all
of
day.
That shit.
All day.
But if you can do that and you sneak any carbs in, you're done. That's my ass vibrating. My phone is turned to...
I thought you just ripped one.
Good.
Even if you did, that pork it's a respectable
skin.
Fart.
So that's an important thing. If you're going to go low carb, you got to be strict. Mm-hmm. And then when you go off it, you got to kind of flip it. Like right now with the diet I'm doing now,
yeah,
I'm just limiting calories. So I'm not eating a lot of fat
okay.
because there's a lot of calories. When you look at extra virgin olive oil, it's 120 calories for a tablespoon.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to like sit there with a cup and a loaf of bread. So I'm eating carbs.
Yeah.
But I also like every night if I make dinner, I'll make like a big bowl of whatever vegetables or salad. I even like the other night I was, all right, the other night I did some edibles. Late. I was like staring at the refrigerator, like growling.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a head of iceberg lettuce.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I whacked it in half. And I put just some red wine vinegar and salt on it and just ate it like a big apple. And
yep.
I was done, man. It was like, it was a chewing. Mm-hmm. It was a mouth motion.
A lot of it is just
the action, right?
The hand to mouth. The feeding yourself flavor.
And that's why I don't even do, like, I don't even do feed yourself flavor.
The hand to mouth. I was like, wait, what?
Talking about food, guys.
I got the motion in the ocean.
I feel like I'm in a fucking middle
But even
school
like,
locker
even
room.
Like mesclun greens and baby greens, they don't satisfy you. But like I've been buying radicchio, endive, romaine, shit that's really crunchy, broccoli.
Mm.
And you eat that and you get tired after a while. Your jaw's hurting. So it worked. It's really worked for me. And, you know.
I believe you.
You're marching around the
house. I love peanut butter and celery.
You know what used to kill me in the restaurant industry? I used to be a server at Delmonico's. Mm-hmm. So I would go up to a table and they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm really just trying to get protein and everything. They're like, I don't do carbs, but so I'm just going to do broccoli. And it's like, you dumbass. There's still carbs in that. Like,
not a lot, though.
But it's still, still.
It's like, not bread, though, bro.
No, see, but like people be like, I cut out carbs completely. And then they'll
still. That's why I say, like, I'm not doing, when people are like, you doing no carbs, it's like, no, like, last night I did pork chops with vinegar peppers with a sweet potato mash right under it, and then I did a little quinoa brown rice blend on the side. I didn't eat a lot all day, and that was my meal.
You feel good?
I feel great.
You look good?
Man. Thank you, man.
You loving the flavor?
I love the flavor.
You missing
just,
Flavor Flav?
My thing is bread, bro. Bread is the thing. That's all it is. Because it's... I can't be the guy who has a slice of bread.
And you know what?
I'll never be that guy.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm going to pull up
pasta.
Pull up the shades on you right now.
Go ahead.
Bread has gotten really fucked up in this country. It's not bread anymore. There's so much because they use rapid rise yeast and all this stuff, so it turns into sugar like really fast. If you can find
what's your best go-to bread? People say sourdough. Why did I say that?
I don't know. I buy bread from Bread Alone down in bakery near us because it's like, I know it's organic, artisanal, good flour. I bought some locally milled flour and I made like 6 loaves of bread and cut them into 2-ounce pieces and put them in my freezer. So when I want bread, I know I got 2 ounces.
And okay.
But most commercial bread is full of sugar. And if it's not full of sugar, it's instant sugar because it's rapid rise yeast. It's not the same.
Converting your body right to sugar,
I talk
right?
to old people a lot. Old people, I'm 60, right? I talk to old people.
You're 20.
Doing,
you're not, though.
But I'm doing like,
youngest
seminars on health and stuff. And I'm like, you got to understand what you ate 40 years ago, the same exact thing is totally different now. We process.
Yes.
Everything's processed for long life, for quicker rising, for more profit. So you gotta eat real food.
That's why they say, like in the 1920s, right? They're eating pork, they're eating bread, they're eating everything. You flash forward to the early 90s, people are still eating that, but now it's labeled. It's big company. It's preservatives.
It's
hormones. Mass produced.
Yes, you got to watch what you eat. I mean, I wrote a book called We Want Clean Food, right?
20 yeah.
years ago. Just think of that word, clean food. Look at the package. Just look at the package. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you say, you know what? I'm going to buy these old neighborhood hot dogs and eat the whole pack because that's who I am. But well, for the most part, if you can say 70% of the time you eat clean, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I've been on the highway driving out to Indiana. It's like, oh, God, we're going to get a Cracker Barrel. Fuck it. I'm there. What am I going to do? Is there a health food store around here? I'll get shot, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You better get a butter biscuit like an adult.
Some
yeah.
people don't know how to read the nutritional facts. Like, when I took a class in college, it was Nutrition 101, one section was literally them telling us how to read it and what a serving size was. And what
yeah,
what
a serving size is important.
Yeah, and like I got...
Real important.
Yeah, and people don't realize that because it'd be like, oh, well, it says 480 per serving, 480 calories, but there's four servings and
yeah,
they eat the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah, right. So you're it's 1,000 plus.
Well, that's
yeah.
what I found out with nuts, man. I love to eat nuts and I always have nuts around. I would fill my pockets with like cashews. What's the point?
Do you see the degenerates I'm working with, Rick?
Oh, you gave me the look.
You guys, you gave me the look. You can't even say nuts.
I just want
around
you to thank
these gremlins
for setting the table and creating good family entertainment for you. Guys.
You honor,
yes.
I
we
love
appreciate
cashews,
it.
Almonds, walnuts.
I'm pistachio guy. Yeah. I'm pistachio guy.
Yeah, but you read when you read the portions are 1 ounce.
Yep,
and 1 ounce is like 7 nuts. I'm like, I eat 7 nuts in one bite. So,
a whole bag of pistachios. I can't imagine what that is.
So,
and it's like $7, by the way. What the fuck is that? What's up with pistachios? Why are they so rare? Why are
they expensive, man? Nuts are hard to grow.
Why are they?
Because of the forests in Nicaragua. Nah.
No, they grow most most of your pistachios in Southern California or. See, they used to come from the Middle East when they were cheaper, like Lebanon, but everything's so fucked up there that, you still get them, but it's not the same. California, you go down to Southern California down near Coachella. That's pistachio and date country because that was all.
I love dates.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
That was
had
all Middle Eastern. Like the roads down there are named like Sultan Drive and stuff.
I love nuts on dates.
Mm. Yeah.
Pause. I just figured, we were just going to the immaturity here. But I don't know if I want you to post that one, Tyler. Let's just let the listeners find
it. It's gone.
But we'll see. But we'll see.
I think that's a hashtag.
But nuts on dates.
Nuts on dates.
Oh, well, here's one thing I used to love. My grandma would make them. She would heat up figs in the oven and put walnuts on them.
Yeah.
See, I'm allergic to tree
nature's
nuts.
Nature's candy right there. Are you?
I'm allergic to everything besides cashews.
And man nuts?
And peanuts. I said peanuts.
We said
P-E-A nuts.
He gave me the look.
Anytime nuts comes up, we're gonna.
Do you remember being? This is what I feel like. This is why this is great. Because like in seventh grade, bro, when your teacher was just like, "Go get the basketballs out of the closet," the whole class cracked up.
Yeah,
it was so simple, but it was the funniest shit though. Because you tried to hold it in, and there's nothing more powerful than a laugh that you tried to hold in, and then you just get that thing in your head that goes, "Fuck it."
You look at your friend who's trying to hold it in too.
Yeah,
and that makes
you
it
just
worse.
Explode. Yeah.
Did you just hear me peek? I just literally blew into the mic because I was exhaling because I was trying to hold it in. You guys are staring at each other like, "Do I want to say it? Do I want to say it?"
Yeah, I was like.
That's why I said PEA nuts. That goes back to like freshman year of high school when the health teacher was saying, "We're going to have peanuts," and everyone starts laughing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
PEA nuts.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad though because I was never a frat boy, so I get to do it with you guys. It's kind of
right. Oh, yeah, thanks.
To get the experience,
thanks, I was never in a frat, but you know what I was? I was in the jock scene. I was in the jock scene for a little bit because when you're growing up playing sports, you get that like, I don't know, that weird alpha male energy, and all of a sudden everything's a sexual innuendo, but it's funny, man. And then you start writing names. When we were writing fake letters, I remember my buddy got suspended for writing them fake names. Dixie Normus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt, yeah.
I know a guy named Mike Hunt.
Yo, really?
Yeah. My little cousin went up to my other cousin's girlfriend. He was introducing the family for the first time on Christmas. And she goes, "Oh, like, my name's," I think her name was, we'll say her name was like Ashley or something like that. And she's like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "Mike." She's like, "Oh, yeah." Like, he's like, "Yeah, Mike Hunt." And walks away. He's like 7 years old. And that was how she
little
got introduced
badass
to my family.
Know what we got? So I do this game with the kids, Kahoot, right? So it's like an interactive game on their laptops where the answers to the question go up on the board. and they pick them, but they make their own username. So they come up, these kids, unbelievable. The best one I seen was Hugh, H-U-G-H, middle name G, and then last name Rection.
Yeah.
Hugh G. Rection. And I'm like, I'm going to X this name out, you little shit.
Give him an A.
I'm but saving that.
That's funny as hell. And I'm trying my ass off not to laugh now.
I don't even know if we can, but I'm going to. But say, like, one of our students the other day, like, walked out of a room talking to a teacher, and he was just upset, so I was trying to calm him down. And then the teacher's like, you know that he's tried to say some saying about vinegar. And he's like, water is like less salty than vinegar or something, because he's being mouthy. He's like, well, you can vinegar these nuts. I was like, oh, I tried so hard not to laugh, and I was like, hey, you can't say that. But I'm inside just cracking
the,
up.
The one thing they used to do was, why weren't you in school Tuesday? I got Ligma. What do you got? Ligma balls. And the whole class starts laughing. You're like, yo. But
it's funny.
That's a weird thing where I'm not going to reprimand the kid terrible for that. Like, all right, bro, chill. I'm not going to be like that. We all had that teacher like, that's reprehensible. That's terrible. You're going to the office. Or it's like, just be a person right now. Be a person and acknowledge the fact that you were a kid at one time. And just acknowledge the fact that he's being a kid. Let him know there's appropriate times for things, for locker room talk, this and that. But, yeah, man, they come up with some names in the Kahoot. And now I got to do, like, the automatic name thing, because some of them are just blatant, just whap. It's like, oh, we can't have that up there.
It becomes a competition.
Yeah, it does.
Each other.
How crazy always. Can we go? How far can we push the envelope?
That sounds like me in high school. I went to an all-boys high school, and we were, you know, climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
You know, and our teachers were brothers. It was a Jesuit school, so they were all like,
oh, God.
Orlando, please abstain from such innuendo. And I'm like, and then at the end of the year, they're like, you know, I set the record for detentions.
Did
in my
you?
School.
No.
110 detentions.
That's a future
days.
Chef.
And when we went to detention at Notre Dame, there was a guy named Brother Paul Mullet. He had a shaved head and a monobrow. He was really, really fucking mean. But you had to sit in this room, and he would write.
So he didn't have a mullet?
No. He had a shaved head, but his last name was Mullet. And he would write an aphorism from, like, St. Thomas Aquinas or St. Augustine on the board, and you had to write it 500 times before you went home. Midway through about April, I ended up getting kicked out after my first year. And one of the reasons was I walked in and I looked up, and it said, "The humble man is like a violet. He grows low, hangs the head downward, and lives in the rough." And I'm going to tell you why I remember it, because it was the second time I saw it. And I said, "Brother Peter, you already did that one." Man, you should have seen his face. Got so red, took me out. "You're not coming back to this school." I'm like, at the time, I was like, good. I kind of miss it. It was good. An all-boys school is actually a good experience for a young guy, because
I bet it is.
There was no self-consciousness. You were able.
You're not trying to be cool in front of the girls.
We would actually sit and argue about philosophy and religion without being embarrassed of doing it in front of the girls. Like, you really got to open up, because you were among. It was good.
You're not trying to put on a show.
And then we'd have mixers like once a month where they bring all the girls from St. Mary's to our gym and put music on.
Oh, then it's game on.
Yeah, it was wild.
Now all of a sudden,
having a mixer tonight.
Yeah, everybody has a new sense of bravado.
Yeah.
My a family member of mine, I will say, I won't give out any specific names, but he had a teacher, Mr. Lipschitz, and they used to prank this dude to death.
Lipschitz.
And they would call and say, "If you're Lipschitz, my ass whistles." And the guy would be like, "They did it again!" He'd be yelling to his wife, "They did it again! They're calling again!" And they would just redo it and redo the call, drive the poor guy crazy.
Well, sometimes you just gotta, like,
change
your name or deal with it.
Yeah, imagine
you got to embrace it. It's one thing about teaching kids that are going to knock. You have to embrace it.
This guy in Shen. It was a story while I was growing up. His last name is Wiener, right? What do you think his first name was?
Harry.
Yep.
Oh no!
His name,
parents.
Literally, that was his name, and I was blown away. I did not believe it.
He must have came out of the womb.
Was he
like
a sixth grade teacher or something?
No, he was high school.
Oh, even
so. Yeah. So it was like
the high school Wiener's kind of faded.
You can't teach
with
that name though.
No.
Yeah, like,
no.
Dude, imagine going through that your whole high school career and being like, you know what? I'm going to stay here and teach.
My name is Harry Wiener.
Hi, I'm Harry Wiener. I'm just call me Mr. Wiener. Even worse. The name Wiener's involved.
Oh,
it's
man.
Over.
Oh,
boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Boys
tell you
boys.
What, though.
Speaking of,
I'm starving. Speaking of wieners,
we got some brats going soon.
Thank you for that one, Jordan. So yeah, we're gonna hit the outro here, man. We're coming out with a new Bachelor Chat very soon. This should be dropping to you tomorrow, Thursday, which is what day? The sixth. Is tomorrow the sixth? Seventh.
Tomorrow is the seventh.
Tomorrow's the seventh. So this is dropped to you on the 7th of March. Oh, it's the 5th, Tyler.
I'm wrong.
So he fired. All good. And
first time.
So tomorrow's the 5th. No, tomorrow's the... Jesus, just listen. It's Thursday. We're coming out with a new Bachelor's Chop. This is a short minutes. We're just introducing you to the new platform, and it's going to be coming out very soon. The next Minutes of Marco is going to be officially dropped on that platform. The Minutes of Marco one. I'll post it. Everyone will post it. Follow that. Really join the family. Thank you, you motherless derelicts. We are here. Me, my sound guy, Tyler.
Have a good night, boys.
All right, Jordan.
Yeah.
And my man, Rick Orlando, who's about to cook up.
What's up?
All right. We're out.